of the morning to you. Welcome to Moments of Melody. 5 minutes of pearls and parables for you here at the beginning of the day. In infancy, he startled a king. In boyhood, he puzzled the doctors. In manhood, he walked upon the billows and hushed the sea to sleep. He healed the multitudes without medicines and made no charge for his services. He never wrote a book, and yet not all the libraries of the country could hold the books that have been written about him. He never wrote a song, and yet he's furnished the theme of many songs. He never founded a college, and yet all the schools together cannot boast of as many students as he has. Great men have come and gone, and yet he lives on. Death could not destroy him. The grave could not hold him. His name is Jesus.
There have been names that I have loved to hear, but never has there been a name so dear to this heart of mine as the name divine, the precious, precious name of Jesus. Jesus is the sweetest name I know, and he's just the same as his lovely name. And that's the reason why I love him so. For Jesus is the sweetest name I know.
And now the most important time of our program, as we read the sacred scriptures. Reading from the translation of Monsignor Ronald Knox. And this is Dr. Luke's account. When the sixth month came, God sent the angel Gabriel to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, where a virgin dwelt, betrothed to a man of David's lineage. His name was Joseph, and the virgin's name was Mary. Into her presence the angel came and said, "Hail, thou who art full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women." She was much perplexed at hearing him speak so, and cast about in her mind what she was to make of such a greeting. Then the angel said to her, "Mary, do not be afraid. Thou hast found favor in the sight of God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and bear a son, and shalt call him Jesus. He shall be great, and men will know him for the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob eternally. His kingdom shall never have an end." Sweet the name. Jesus, every day the same. Jesus, let all saints proclaim. It's worthy praise forever. Jesus is the friend of sinners, but the eternal companion only of the believer, the real Christian.